she was literally living in the basement. So I had to pull her up the stairs. And then how are we going to do that? And then I found through the craft of the marble, that would be her salvation. And if you think about it, it is. I mean, she's a draftsman, but she'd never been to Italy, and she speaks Italian, and she went to college, but she never left home. Got married. A lot of women can relate to this. Got married. When you get married as a woman, it is such a good deal for the man, but you need to know it isn't such a good deal for you. And you're going to do it anyway because you love the guy. I'm married. I get it. Okay, yeah. But you need to understand walking into it that your role has been defined. And you say, well, Adriana, you could change your role. That's what your subpoena, that's what the whole novel's about. Mm-hmm. How am I going to be me in a world that doesn't even recognize me, that doesn't care really, that doesn't see me, that doesn't relate to me? Oh my gosh, what a great landscape for me to have spent a couple years of my life working on it. Well, of course, when you look back, it's like 15, because nothing ever starts overnight. It always has been gestating for many, 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 many years.
Well, and someone who did see Giuseppino was her Uncle Louis. I mean, he was such I loved him. I loved the character of Louis. I won't give any spoilers, but I was sad at that.
Thank you. Yeah, something happens to him, but he doesn't leave the novel.
No, just he's still there. Readers. Yes, there we go.
He's still there because she's working things through. But thank you, Kari. I agree. I think he is one of my best characters ever because he is completely who he is. And he is for the character most in need of it, which is Jess Giuseppina.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we hate that we're out of time. The new novel we've been talking about, The View from Lake Como, Adriana Trajani. She's also got a podcast, You Are What You Read, and all kinds of other things. Follow her on Facebook for live shows. Thank you so much for your time. It was a delight.
Anytime you need me, Heidi.
Yes.
Anytime you need me, Kari, you just want to talk Iron Range. I have a lot of memories. I have a lot of love for my fellow Minnesotans, and I want to thank you. When I was there a few months ago and I'm driving by myself, the roads are beautiful. People are friendly. It's safe. It's phenomenal. And I just want to thank you because I think you live in God's country. And like I said, it's the Italy of America.
We'll take that. Thank you so much. Could talk to you forever.
All right. Okay. I agree. Love you, ladies.
Love talk you too. To you soon. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up, we've got Headwaters with DJ Dang. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, people-powered radio in northern Minnesota.
Support comes from The Rife in Grand Rapids, presenting Colin Bracewell for its Cozy Concert Series, October 17th at 7 o'clock. Bracewell performs original music, combining elements of Indian pop with saxophone. Details at therife.org. And we want to thank Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. It's time for Headwaters with DJ Dang.
Searching for the end of the road that I was on, but instead I just kept drifting from the path that I and I even set out on. I was wandering slowly from where I was. There was no help to be found in the times that I was in. There was a time or two that I could have called at the end. fall towards the sky. When I was younger, I was up beside there. He said to me, son, don't ever call my name. When the time comes up, I can find you. I wish to remind you when I'm home again. It'll be the last time I ever see you. Still pressing on with a fine and gentle
home. Another day. The months go by, but you will not fade. Howling gale, moan and wail. Tattered sails and a long black veil. I can see across the great divide the golden sun sinking on the other side. You could close your eyes, praying that you wake up to your mother's voice. You've been sleeping long enough. Oh, that'll be the day. That'll be the day, darling, that'll be the day that I die.
I see walls circling the fire. Circle in the fire with the yellow eyes. Little bit closer every night. Dark on dark, patient pride. Just outside the edge of the light. Know how to wait, how to sit tight.
when he comes to your town. Don't run away, be ready to fight. He travels by day to get there at night. Man, the black hat's coming for your town. His bony white fingers pointing at you. He's telling his story that everyone's doomed. Don't look away, you stare him right down. You dig your boot heels deep in the ground. Man in the black hat's coming for your town. Until his work's done. So put down your hands and cut out his tongue. When he is gone, another will come. A man in the black hat's coming for your town. When he comes to your town,
group based out of Atlanta called Del Rosco, calling themselves Gothic Americana. I like the sound of that tune, though. It was called Black Hats. Del Rosco was the name of the group. Before that, Chris Delmhorst with her song Wolves, and Dean Johnson started that set off. Before You Hit the Ground, shout out to Megan Buffington for turning me on to that artist. The name of Dean Johnson's record is I Hope You Can Still Be Friends. This is Headwaters on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm your host, DJ Dang. Thanks so much for listening. Support for KAXE comes from Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids, committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. The Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork hosts an opening reception from 5 to 7 on Thursday, October 9th, for a new exhibit of paintings and murals called Anima Mundi. Meet the artists, and you can stay for the classic movie series at 6:30. This month's film is Night of the Living Dead from 1968. And we'd like to thank KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota, downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. We got lots of good music planned for you today on Headwaters. We're going to hear from our album of the week from Say She She. We're going to hear from ZZ Ward, Ray Charles, John Batiste, Little Sims, Natalie Bergman, and so much more. Coming up at 9:30 will be our album of the week. 9:45 will be our slice of green cheese. And then at 10:30, we'll be bringing you our monthly music discussion. This month, it's called Spin That-ish with myself, Kari Hedlund, and Malachi Coons. That'll be at 10:30. We'll be talking about some of our favorite songs of the last month and albums. It's always a pretty hilarious conversation. So stay tuned for that. And right now, we are going to celebrate the birthday of the one and only John Lennon, who was born on this day in 1945, I believe. 1940. And on this day in 1985, his partner, Yoko Ono, formally opened the 3.5-acre garden at the Strawberry Field site in New York Central Park. The area was planted with trees, shrubs, and flowers gathered from across the world with a $1 million donation from Yoko herself. We're going to celebrate the man right now, John Lennon. This is a song, Power to the People, right here on Headwaters on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. North Mississippi All-Stars featuring Dwayne Burnside and their song Poor Boy off their most recent record, Still Shaken. Before that, brand new stuff from Big Thief off their Double Infinity record. The song was Words. And happy birthday to John Lennon. We heard his song Power to the People. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters. And you are listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. We received support from Buckhorn on Caribou Lake, featuring five handcrafted log cabins in the Chippewa National Forest just north of Grand Rapids, accommodating families and large groups or weekend getaways for couples. Rates and information at buckhornoncaribou.com. Grand Rapids artist Tom Page hosts a pop-up show Saturday, October 11th from 2 to 6 at Clockow Brewing. Page will give a brief talk and introduce models from his paintings at 4 o'clock. We'd like to thank the First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together, member FDIC. Coming up now is the KAXE Album of the Week by Say She She. The album is called Cut and Rewind. They're a trio from New York City, and sonically they draw from disco, soul, and funk sounds of the 1970s with their three-part harmonies. On this record, they are backed by a band from L.A. called Orgone, who released one of my favorite albums of last year. And the three primary members of the group, they work collaboratively while they're writing their songs. And on this record, anyways, they would write the song and record it on the same day. We are going to hear the song She Who Dares by the group Say She She. Let us know what you think of this album. You can text us at 218-326-1234. And don't forget, coming up in about 15 minutes will be our daily slice of green cheese. Right now, our album of the week, Say She She, with the song She Who Dares. We'll be right back. On this day in 1961, Ray Charles started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with that song right there, Hit the Road, Jack. We just heard a live version. The song was written by the rhythm and blues singer Percy Mayfield, and it was also a big, big hit in the U.K., becoming one of Mr. Charles' signature songs. Before Ray Charles, we heard Esther Morrow with her song Ghetto off her wicked, wicked old record, old cool. She went by Queen Esther Morrow at times, but gospel and R&B singer. That record, Sister Woman, was a surprisingly amazing find on myself at, I don't even remember what record store, but glad I have it. And Holly Cook, a reggae artist out of the UK, gave us Night Night featuring Horsemen on vocals there. And our album of the week, Say She, we heard the song She Who Dares. You can let us know what you think of the album of the week. Text us at 218-326-1234. And after you send that text, you should just hold on, because right now it's time for A Slice of Green Cheese. Our daily trivia question, be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Keg and Cork Bemidji, Crow Wing Food Co-op in Brainerd, and Hotel Rapids in Grand Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last month or so, please hold your calls and let someone else have a go. Here is today's question. Born on this day in 1944, what is the name of the singer of the song Boris the Spider by The Who? If you know the answer or you want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, born on this day in 1944, what is the name of the singer of the song Boris the Spider by The Who? Call us at 218-326-1234 with your guess. And while we're waiting for your answer, we're going to hear that song. This is Boris the Spider on Headwaters.
My wall, black and very, very small. Now he's up above.
Okay, our daily slice of green cheese question. Once again, born on this day in 1944, what is the name of the person who sang that song you just heard, Boris the Spider? And I'm going to give you a big old fat obvious clue. They played the bass. Right now we're going to hear off of John Batiste's new record, Big Money. We're going to hear the song Petrichor.
Dandelions and pickled vegetables. Swim in the ocean, or what's left of her. My. Wonderful petrichor, no more.
My.
I implore, oh, I implore.
We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We have a winner.
Chemicals. Too many chemicals.
My.
Losing our minerals. Criminal mineral. Help me, Lord.
Second lining in the street. They burning the planet down, Lord. Help me, Lord.
No more plants for you to eat.
They burning the planet down.
Hot coals underneath your feet. Good God.
They burning the planet down, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Brand new music there from Amadou and Miriam featuring Congolese singer Fally Ipupalere. The song's called Sanfo. Before that, John Batiste with Petrichor. And I had to look up what Petrichor means. Maybe you already know, but this is very phonology-ish. Petrichor is a pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather. Petrichor by John Batiste off his Big Money record. And then the Daily Slice of Green Cheese, who was the singer of Boris the Spider, born on this day in 1944, I believe. And Audrey and Hibbing had the correct answer. That was John Entwistle. I think that's the only song he sang for The Who. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong. So, congratulations to Audrey and Hibbing. And you can listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the Slice of Green Cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXE's popular Green Cheese Trivia Show. This week's host is Julie Crabb, and I'm sure her sister Betsy will be there with her as well. All right, I am so excited. In about 3 weeks' time, I'm going to travel down to Chicago to see this next artist who's been one of my favorites for quite a few years now. Her most recent record, Lotus, is brilliant, in my opinion. It's a wealth and diversity of sounds, especially coming from someone who might be pigeonholed as a rapper. And this is the song called Free by Little Sims, right here on Headwaters on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE.
Giving yourself, I think that love is offering your immediate help. I think that love is everything that we need in this world. I think the key is being honest and being yourself. I think love is understanding that people can change and loving them anyway through every stage. I read all about love, then I gave it to Jade. Love is sharing knowledge, there's so much to gain. Love is every time I put pen to the page. If I don't love what I'm doing, then I'm hardly engaged, yeah. God, you love me, though I am flawed. I know I'm not an innocent child, but I am yours. And if you're with me, you are safe. I know my body isn't immortal, but I am brave. I think you know it's real love when it's sincere. I'ma show up, I ain't scared, eradicate fear, yeah.
She said that love will set us free.
Said that we will never ever crash, fall under pressure. Love, you're tired.
Not trusting yourself. I think that fear is keeping true information withheld. I think fear can be exposed in abundance of wealth, and then creeps in when you're not loving yourself. Fear can be dressed in a form of protection. Fear can be the culprit of stolen progression. Can be impulsive and be an obsession. I think we fear all the answers, so we don't ask the questions, yeah. I think that is a lethal weapon. I think we fear being naked from the fear of rejection. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then why are we obsessed with seeking perfection? Fear will probably hear this and feel exposed. Fear works best when love isn't close. But love will never judge you because of your pain. Look in the mirror and say, I'll love you unconditionally every day.